patients. This work was actually conducted about, I left Chicago about 2.5 years ago. So this work was conducted between 2001 and 2005 at the Cook County Collaborative Research Unit, and Dr. Elizabeth Jacobs is the principal investigator. Currently, I'm no longer there, and I'm now at CDC. My presentation will follow this format. So, why should we study trust in healthcare? There is mounting evidence that trust is important in the delivery of healthcare, and previous studies indicate that trust in the patient-physician relationship is the defining characteristic that forces meaning, importance, and substance into patient-physician relationship. Greater interpersonal trust between a patient and physician is a significant predictor of acceptance to care, satisfaction with care, loyalty and satisfaction with the physician, self-reported health improvement, and willingness to give the physician control in the relationship. Previous research in this area of interpersonal trust in healthcare has tended to focus primarily on Caucasian or white patients. Thus, there is a lack of studies comparing trust and distrust in physicians and other racial ethnic groups. Additionally, it is highly likely that views of the trustworthiness of physicians are likely to differ for African-American and Hispanic patients, given the historical legacy of mistreatment of African-Americans, such as the Tuskegee experiment, and language barriers encountered by many Hispanic patients and the current health disparities. Based on a limited information in the literature, we sought to better understand how views of trust and distrust of physicians vary across African-Americans, Hispanics, and non-Hispanic whites. The design of the study was qualitative. 17 focus groups were conducted with a convenient sample of African-American, Hispanic, and white patients. Recruitment differed slightly for each of the three groups. African-American, 9 focus groups were recruited from the waiting room of a general medicine clinic at a public hospital and also from a community organization. Hispanic, 5 focus groups were recruited from the waiting room of a public clinic dedicated to caring for Hispanic patients and again also a community organization. White, 3 focus groups were recruited from the general medicine clinic waiting room of a private hospital. It should be noted that the number of participants did differ because it took fewer participants in the white and Hispanic groups to reach same saturation. We started with the African American first. A semi-structured interview guide was used in each of the focus group discussions. The questions were derived from a literature review and study research hypotheses. The discussions were led by trained moderators from the same racial or ethnic group as the focus group participants. Trained observers, also from the same racial or ethnic group, took notes that supplemented the audio taping of the discussion. Based on the audio tapes, the focus group discussions were transcribed verbatim. The analysis was guided by grounded theory to obtain information from the participant's perspective. At least 2 trained coders reviewed the transcripts using Atlas TI, a qualitative software program. Intercoder reliability was high when calculated using a K-statistic. We initially started with 17 codes based on a literature review and research hypotheses and added 74 during the analysis, resulting in 91 codes in total. The age of our focus group participants ranged from 19 to 79 years, with a mean of 47 years. African Americans and Hispanics, when compared to the whites, had lower educational attainment, that is in regard to having a college degree. The majority had visited a doctor in the past year, greater than 80%, and we noted higher rates of uninsurance among Hispanics and African Americans. But again, remember, this was a convenient sample. I will now discuss the major themes that arose from our analysis, emphasizing the similarities and differences across the racial that is, a physician listening. Also associated with interpersonal competence was a physician caring for the patient and having an interest in the patient's understanding and concerns. One of the quotes from our participants sums up interpersonal competence. Doctors should be able to communicate and have a good bedside manner. I may not mean an awful lot to the doctor, just show me that you are concerned. You know, you don't have to sit in a room with me for 20 hours. Make me feel comfortable, because this is my life and I want to trust. The second major theme that engendered trust in physicians was technical competence. This theme was important again for all groups. Participants expressed trust in physicians. They recognized making the right diagnosis, giving the appropriate treatment, and providing the correct follow-up care. Another theme, but not major, under trust in physicians was physician characteristic. This theme differed across the three groups. Gender, race, or age of the physician did not appear to be important for establishing trust in the African-American and white groups. However, Hispanics preferred physicians that spoke Spanish and was the same gender as them. The next major grouping of themes are related to distrust in physicians. All three groups indicated that they distrusted physicians who were interpersonally and technically incompetent. The distrust was a result of hurried consultations, poor interpersonal communication, and lack of attentiveness to the individual patient. Here is a quote from a white participant that addresses physician technical incompetence. I've been sick for about the past 5 years. I see doctors and specialists regularly. My original doctor was terrible. She didn't listen to anything I had to say. She was right according to her. No matter what it was, she was right. In the meantime, I was getting sicker. Different across the three groups were for-profit healthcare and communication difficulties in regards to distrust of physicians. African Americans described how the clinics in their communities focused on profit, specifically Medicaid. Both whites and African Americans also discussed the relationship between drug companies and physicians. African Americans and whites also distrusted non-fluent English speakers, and Hispanics distrusted non-Spanish speaking physicians. Racial discrimination, a theme under distrust of physicians, also differed across the groups. African Americans and Hispanic participants frequently brought up examples of doctors who treated patients differently based on their race. In comparison, white discussants admitted a lack of knowledge and experience of racial discrimination in healthcare. If whites mentioned any sort of discrimination, it was related to socioeconomic status or insurance. Hispanics associated racial discrimination with African American staff treating them differently. Experimentation, another theme under distrust in physicians, was a major contributor of distrust for African American participants. The Tuskegee experiment was mentioned directly and indirectly, and experimentation was less relevant for Hispanics and whites. This quote from an African American participant reflects experimentation. Over my period of time dealing with the medical field, I know that you do need a hell of a lot of trust in physicians. It reminds me of the Tuskegee Institute, where they messed around and they made the brothers have the disease instead of treating them. They just wanted to see how it was going to affect them. As a result of their trust and distrust in physicians, another major theme to arise was that trust and distrust had consequences, which influenced healthcare-seeking behavior. Participants who described positive experiences were more likely to trust, which resulted in greater care-seeking and enhanced adherence to treatment. Distrust in physicians led participants to sometimes refuse surgery, withdraw from care, and in some instances, not seek care at all. There were several limitations study was qualitative, which does not lend itself easily to generalizability. We had a limited number of participants with different racial and ethnic groups, and we also recruited in a single urban environment. Our participants had contact with the healthcare system within the last 12 months, and additionally, patients who are more distrusting may be less likely to seek out healthcare when compared to our participants. And these persons may provide a different insight to what I'm actually discussing today. Despite these limitations, our study revealed that patient insight is important to consider when examining physician trust and distrust. We found similarities and differences across white, Hispanic, and African Americans, indicating the need to include these groups when investigating trust and distrust in the healthcare system. And as a result of our theme analysis, we found a core group of factors that engendered trust and distrust of physicians. I would like to end with the following two recommendations. One, approaches to building trust and preventing distrust should not be one size fits all, as evidenced by the differences we found across our groups. And two, the measurement and exploration of trust as a determinant of disparities and our health outcomes should be sensitive to these differences. I would like to acknowledge the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation that provided funding for this study, Dr. Elizabeth Jacobs, the principal investigator, who unfortunately is giving the other side of this talk across the hallway. and I actually have her cards here for anyone who's interested and would really like to follow up with her. Her cards are right here on the front in the table. And I also would like to acknowledge Emily Mendelholm, Gabriela Juarez Dominguez, Carol Ferrand, Richard Wernicke, and the many participants in this study. Thank you.